In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, why do we preserve the memory of holy men and women? Why do we read their lives? Why do we compose services in their honor? Why do we ask their intercession before God? Why do we keep their memory alive? It's because they are the ones who finished the fight, fought the good fight and finished the course, and they should inspire us to live at least a little bit like them. The life of St. John was a life of service from the very beginning. I'm sure he knew his purpose very early in his life. Of course, he knew his Lord Jesus Christ even before he was born, since he leapt in the womb. And he lived basically the equivalent of a monastic life, preparing in the desert for his ministry, which was very short-lived, actually. Not very long at all. And it ended, of course, with his head on a platter. We have a concept in modern society which is very stupid. Even people that a few hundred years ago didn't have this idea. Because we have so much convenience, things are so easy for us. If we're inconvenienced at all, if someone's a little bit unfriendly to us, if our hamburger comes to us a little bit cold or not fast enough, we're upset because we expect things to kind of go pretty good for us. I've had people tell me that they can't come to church because it's too hot outside. Because, of course, their comfort is the most important thing. We expect comfort. We expect people to treat us nicely. We expect the guy in front of us not to cut us off in traffic. We expect people to be nice to us. And in return, we'll be nice to them. But of course, that gets us as much praise as the Lord gave when he said, even sinners do good to sinners. So we're enmeshed in this modern idea that we should be treated nicely, that our savings account should grow, and that home prices shouldn't be too high when we try to buy, or too low when we try to sell. We're really spoiled rotten. Modern society is full of narcissists and brats. St. John was not a narcissist, nor was he a brat. St. John knew what he was born for, and he did it. And he spoke out knowing that it would get him killed. That is how we should live. We should live with some courage, and we should live without expecting always to be treated so nicely. We're not here to be treated nicely. We're here to learn to be like Jesus Christ. St. John teaches us this. This is what we should do. Live with purpose in our life, not expectation that we'll be treated nicely. St. John wasn't. All the prophets weren't. Have you read the Old Testament? What happened to the prophets? Isaiah was sawn in half. Jeremiah was stoned to death. Of course, before then, he was thrown into a muddy cistern and lived there for quite some time. They were persecuted because they spoke the truth. People don't want to hear the truth. I see that as a pastor all the time. Sometimes if I tell someone that they must love someone, they're angry. Because that person hurt me, so I shouldn't have to love them. I deserve to have my anger inside me. I deserve to have this entitlement that people should treat me nicely. Ain't nobody owes you to be treated nicely. You owe God to live as a Christian. St. John didn't worry about being treated nicely. And he was arrested because of the jealousy of Herodias. Last night I unfortunately called the dancer Herodias. That's the wife, the dancer Salome. And Herod was just an absolute coward. He loved St. John. St. Mark shows that very clearly. And he went down to hear him talk. How fair is that? The man who loves me, who wants to hear me talk, won't let me out of jail. You didn't treat him very nicely. It wasn't fair. Life is not about being fair, to you that is. Life is about living according to purpose. And that's what St. John did. And that's what we must do. We've got to stop being such crybabies. If it's too hot, we're uncomfortable. If it's too cold, we're uncomfortable. If it's too this, we don't like it. If it's too that, we don't like it. We're mad because of the way the telephone company treated us. All those things are trifles. What matters is, are you living as a Christian with purpose? Are you loving your fellow man? Are you loving the ones that don't love you? Are you not looking around under every rock to see if you're treated fairly or not? But instead, are you looking under every rock to see whom you can love and whom you can give of yourself to? Now, I guarantee you, if you give of yourself without flinching, if you give yourself totally, you're going to be abused. Because that's what people do. That's what will eventually happen. St. John spoke the truth to his people, and he was abused. Our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, spoke the truth to his people, and he was abused. In our modern day, there are churches where if a priest speaks his mind, they are going to run him out on a rail. They might pay him $100,000, but he cannot speak according to his conscience or he's out of there. And the ones that do, they get booted. Life is not fair. This life is in order to be ready for the next life, to live as St. John lived. He's our inspiration. I think we have to look at his life carefully. We have to look at the Acts of the Apostles, where the reading came from today, and the whole of the Gospels, to see this pattern. Holy people live according to truth and not according to their environment. But most of us, our environment is what causes us to act or not act. Holy people only act according to truth. They say the truth if it hurts. They say the truth if it doesn't hurt. They live according to the truth if it hurts or doesn't hurt. And most of the time, it's eventually going to hurt. If you read the Acts of the Apostles and read the Gospels, you'll see that undercurrent is there. Our Lord did what was right all the time without considering the consequences. He knew exactly what the consequences were going to be. And really, St. John, although he didn't have foreknowledge of that level, he certainly knew what the consequences were going to be too. He knew the scriptures. He knew that the Jews would kill their prophets. And he was the greatest prophet. So of course he was going to die. There's no doubt. He probably didn't know how. But he knew it was going to happen. And yet he kept on. So we must also. This is what we should learn from St. John. There's lots of details to the accounting of his beheading that are important to understand. History is very important to understand because it kind of puts everything in context. But the thing we must learn from sacred history the most is live according to truth. And I think as a corollary, don't expect people to be nice to you. That's not what you're here for. You're here to live according to truth. And St. John did that. And that's why we glorify him. That's why we celebrate, I think, his something about his beheading three times during the year. His beheading, the first and second findings of his head. When he was first beheaded, they just threw it into a dung heap. His head into a dung heap, and it was rescued by people. And then it was thrown away another time and another time. The reason why we glorify him is because he has something that we don't have. Or we don't have enough of it. To live according to purpose. And without expectation that people would be nice to us. That's what St. John gives us. That's the gift he gives us. Through his holy prayers, may we May we live with purpose, and not according to our environment, but according to the truth. Amen.